Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and welcome to the first episode of Select Star from Data Lake in the year 2024. And in this episode, what I want to do is talk about the convergence of several different data trends. I'm going to be talking more about this at an O'Reilly event called the Data Superstream. You can learn more details about this event by heading over to dremio.com/events, dremio.com/events, where you can also learn about other events I'll be speaking at. But yeah. Basically, what I want to talk about today. So again, if you want to hear the longer form of this sort of idea, then make sure to be there. It's an online virtual talk. But what I'm talking about today is that there's a through line when you take a look at the big trends in data. Okay, and the through line, to kind of just give you the punchline up front, is decentralization. The idea is the way you handle more is by breaking it up into pieces. Makes sense, right? This is the way we eat a steak. Okay, the bigger the steak, the more we're going to cut it up into smaller pieces and chew each piece one by one. So it makes sense. As the data gets bigger, we need to find ways to chop it up into smaller pieces. Okay, which means not using one tool for everything. Okay, using a decentralized network of tools, which requires you to have, to make that feasible, you need to have those tools need to be able to interact with data in the same place, because you're not going to make a copy of data for a dozen tools. So this is where the data lakehouse trends comes in, allowing you to have a center, a data sort of core on your data lake, where basically you have data in a format like Apache Iceberg that many tools can talk to. Because again, one tool is not going to be able to be everything for you in this world. It's just too many different ways to use your data, and every tool can only optimize for so many things. And two, you can't have all your data in one place. Okay, bottom line is data moves fast, and having to move all your data into one place, even if the center of your gravity is that data lake, which it should be, so that way you can have that footprint of tools, you're still going to have data in other places. And this is where data virtualization, data federation really comes into play. Okay, and being able to allow there to be sort of a decentralized storage or location of data that you access. So being able to access, so basically we're saying the same here. We want to use a lot of tools, use data in a lot of places, and we want to have a lot of people involved in the curation of that data. And this is where the data mesh trend comes in. Okay, where basically you want unique teams of data, because the problem is it's just so much data. If you just have one team curate all that data, they're not going to have the context for every little bit of that data. But having teams that are subject matter experts that focus on one piece of the puzzle, now and then also try to approach that piece as a product in itself. So, not just making it and just saying, hey, here's the thing, but saying, okay, hey, here's a product, and we're looking for people to want to use this product, and having to ask the same questions that a product manager would of any product, of, who is going to use this? Why are they going to use this? What can we do to make it easier for them to use it? Okay, so having this sort of product-based, domain-based type approach makes a lot of sense, because again, you're going to have people who are going to understand the data better, involved in the curation of that data. They're going to have a vested interest in making that data more accessible and easier accessible. So you end up with these sort of really nice to use data products, because you've broken up the division of labor. So again, a decentralized curation of that data, instead of having one team curate all the company's data, breaking it up into different domains, and then each of them curating a data product and approaching that piece of the picture as a individual product. Okay, that's data mesh. And this is where sort of I feel like, and again, full disclosure, I'm an employee at Dremio, I'm the developer advocate. This is where Dremio sort of becomes very a unique platform that really converges these ideas in a very unique way, in the sense that it's a data lakehouse platform, makes it really easy to work with Apache Iceberg data on your data lake. So when it comes to just having data on your data lake and treating your data lake as a database, like a data warehouse, Dremio provides the user interface, provides the governance, provides the ability to really do that. But again, just by having your data in Apache Iceberg, you have other tools that are also available to you. But and then when you go to when it comes to data virtualization, Dremio has so many different data sources that it can connect to: databases, data lakehouse, data warehouse. Bottom line is you have the ability to kind of coalesce data from many different places, so that way, you don't have to have data silos, and you don't have to figure out how to force all of your data to be in the data lake. Even though, again, most of your data probably should be. And then three, Dremio's collaboration features, governance features, make it easy for you to be able to have one platform where different teams can curate data products and govern those data products and document and make them really easily accessible to create quality data products. So the idea is that Dremio really facilitates, that's why it's called the open Lakehouse platform, because everything about it really facilitates the sort of open, decentralized nature. And this is sort of the tool that people need in the future to be able to handle the scale that is coming and the scale that is already here. So just those are my thoughts for today. Happy New Year's. And again, look, there's going to be some links in the podcast episode description for you to enjoy and for some more food for thought. I'll see y'all later.